I'm very pointedly not reading ahead because I don't want to know what's coming.
Yeah.
I'm back.
Okay.
I Googled it. My university that I graduated from started in 1949.
Nice.
It is one of the oldest ones in my area.
Wow, I believe that.
That's neither here nor there.
This is not like a dick measuring. I have like zero university pride. It took me a second.
I don't
to
have
remember
a lot of pride in it.
We
just got some cool buildings. I mean, they're like classrooms are really weird shapes because of like they were not laid out very thoughtfully at the time. They're just these like big, cool Gothic buildings. And they're really, really fucking freezing cold in the winter because there's, you know, there's no heating or just anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the only amount of school pride I have is that I hate all of our sports rivals, even though I never went to a single sporting game. Like, I know way more jokes about the other schools in my area that we don't get along with. Like, for instance, there's one that went, how do you get insert other school student name here off your front porch? And this was told to me by a professor. And so we're all sitting there on tenterhooks about to witness a professor roasting another school for whatever nonsense. So how do you get insert other graduate of different school here off your front porch? And he goes, you pay them for the pizza.
Oh, that's a sick burn.
That's how deep it goes here. And we all laugh. Because it's true. They're just good pizza people, I say, as my partner is graduating that exact school. It's fun.
I mean, that's good for you because you love pizza.
That's exactly correct. That's why I'm fine with it. All right, let's do this.
All right, we good? Everyone here, everyone present and correct. All right, time for me to experience some things. The bar is loud and hectic, full of soon-to-be graduates out to get trashed. Jose joins us. He won't graduate for another year, but he's in the mood to party and gets us into the spirit of our newfound freedom by buying a pitcher of margaritas for us all. As I down my fifth, I know this is not a good idea on top of the champagne. Damn, Anna is going hard.
That's a lot. Don't drink that fast, please. You will throw up. You won't like it.
So what now, Anna? Jose shouts at me over the noise. Kate and I are moving to Seattle. Kate's parents have bought a condo there for her. Because...
Oh my god.
What the fuck?
Come on, Kate. I want to like you, but you're just such a fucking bourgeoisie motherfucker. Dios mio, how the other half live.
Oh, fuck you.
But you'll be back for my show.
You're racist.
Of course, Jose. I wouldn't miss it for the world. I smile, and he puts his arm around my waist and pulls me close. It means a lot to me that you'll be there, Anna, he whispers in my ear. Another margarita?
No!
I'm worried about where this is going. Jose Luis Rodriguez, are you trying to get me drunk? Because I think it's working. I giggle. I think I'd better have a beer. I'll go get us a pitcher. More drink, Anna, Kate bellows. Kate has the constitution of an ox. She's got her arm draped over Levi, one of our fellow English students, and her usual photographer on her student newspaper. He's given up taking photos of the drunkenness that surrounds him. He only has eyes for Kate. She's all tiny camisole, tight jeans, and high heels. That isn't all X and Y. Hair piled high with tendrils hanging down softly around her face. Her usual stunning self.
Okay. Also, what kind of sound effect do we want to edit in for that all X and Y?
Oh, I was going to go with like the rap air horn. Like the brr, 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 brr.
I love it.
Me, I'm more of a Converse and t-shirt kind of girl, but I'm wearing my most flattering jeans. I move out of Jose's hole and get up from our table. Whoa, a head spin. I have to grab the back of the chair. Tequila-based cocktails are not a good idea. I concur. I make my way to the bar and decide that I should visit the powder room while on my feet. Good thinking, Anna. I stagger off through the crowd. Of course, there's a line, but at least it's quiet and cool in the corridor. I reach for my cell phone to relieve the boredom of waiting in line. Who did I last call? Was it Jose? Before that, a number I don't recognize. Oh, yes. Gray. I think this is his number. I giggle. I have no idea what time it is. I have no idea what the time
is. Anna, no!
Maybe I'll wake him. Perhaps he can tell me why he sent me those books and the cryptic message. If he wants me to stay away, he should leave me alone. I suppress a drunken grin and hit the automatic redial. He answers on the second ring. Oh, Anna, babe.
No! I mean, it's really hard to make good decisions when you're drunk, trust me, but just, you should not have that number on your phone anymore, babe.
Don't call your ex.
Never call
just don't
your
do
ex.
It.
Don't Google them either.
Don't Google. Don't look them up on Facebook. Don't look them up on Instagram. Don't try and find them on Snapchat. Your ex is dead to you. That's just how it goes.
Especially if they're Christian Grey.
If they're Christian Grey.
Is Christian Grey isn't even really her ex, but like that is just solid general life advice. Don't do that. No good or happiness is going to come from contacting your ex or like stalking them on social media. All you're going to do is make yourself miserable. Like, even if their life sucks and you're doing way better than them, it's not going to make you
feel
better.
You're still going to feel
kind of
shitty about it.
Yeah.
No, because you're looking up your ex for a reason, and that reason is an emotional connection. And if they're doing bad, you're like, oh no, they're doing bad. And if they're doing better, then you're like, oh no, they're doing better without me. It's not good. Don't do it.
Yeah, no, it's not. No, it won't do you any good. Oh, Anna.
Anastasia? He's surprised to hear from me. Well, frankly, I'm surprised to ring him. Is to ring someone a thing that Americans say? Because that sounds like a very British thing to me, like ringing
it's
someone
British
instead
thing.
Of calling them. Yeah.
It's a very British thing. We just call them.
Then my befuddled brain registers. How does he know it's me? Why did you send me the books? I slur at him. Anastasia, are you okay? You sound strange. His voice is filled with concern. I'm not the strange one. You are, I accuse. There, that told him, my courage fueled by alcohol. Anastasia, have you been drinking? What's it to you? I'm curious. Where are you? In a bar. Which bar? He sounds exasperated. A bar in Portland. How are you getting home?
Oh,
same. I'll find a way. This conversation is not going how I expected. Which bar are you in? Why did you send me the books, Christian? Anastasia, where are you? Tell me now. His tone is so, so dictatorial. His usual control freak. I imagine him as an old-time movie director wearing jodhpurs, holding an old-fashioned megaphone and a riding crop. The image makes me laugh out loud.
Oh, God.
You're so domineering, no. I giggle. Anna, so help me, where the fuck are you? Christian Grey is swearing at me. I giggle again. I'm in Portland. It's a long way from Seattle. Where in Portland? Good night, Christian. Anna, I hang up. Ha!